Right now, an appeals court in Wisconsin recently said a lawsuit against online gun retailer ArmsList.com can go forward. The case stems from a mass shooting in Brookfield 6 years ago. It marks the first time a liability lawsuit will be allowed against a company that facilitates gun sales online. Allison Frankel is a legal columnist for Reuters. She wrote a column about the decision last week. Allison, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Rob.
For starters, Allison, can you spell out the basics of the case? Remind us what happened and kind of the provenance, I guess, of the gun that led into this lawsuit.
Sure thing. The case was brought by a woman named Yasmin Daniel, who is the daughter of Xenia Daniel Houghton. Xenia was a hairstylist at the Azana Salon near Milwaukee. The week before the shooting, she had gone and obtained a protective order against her husband, whose name was Radcliffe Houghton. The injunction prohibited him from going anywhere near his wife, Xenia, or from purchasing a weapon. He nevertheless went to this website, armslist.com, where he managed to buy a weapon from a private gun dealer, went to the salon where his wife worked, killed her, two of her coworkers, and shot four other victims. It was obviously horrific, and Yasmin Daniel, the daughter of the murdered woman, was at the salon when the shooting took place. So she actually witnessed her stepfather kill her mother. He then killed himself.
Now let's talk about armslist.com, because it's the unique status of this that plays a big role in it. It sounds like, if I have it right, like a Craigslist, but for guns. Is that
exactly
more or less accurate?
Yeah, that is exactly what it is. And it was actually set up when more established online classified ad sites stopped permitting gun deals to be transacted on their sites. Armslist saw an opportunity and took it. And what's important to remember is that this case isn't about licensed gun dealers who are selling weapons in compliance with federal regulations on websites. This is about a site that supposedly allows private gun transactions to take place without background checks. And the way they can do that is if the sellers are not licensed dealers, they don't have to conduct these kind of checks.
And what is being charged in the lawsuit as far as Armslist's responsibility in facilitating connecting this gun with this person who by law wasn't supposed to have one?
Great question. So what the lawsuit claims is that Armslist designed the website to kind of with a wink and a nod allow people who can't obtain weapons through these licensed gun dealers to buy weapons. People who can't get through a background check can buy weapons. This is the claim of the lawsuit. Can buy weapons at Armslist because Armslist has particular features that sort of let people skirt these background checks. For instance, you don't have to register with the site in order to shop through the classified ads, and there's language that on the site that will distinguish between gun sellers who are licensed and will make you go through a background check, and gun sellers who are not licensed. And the claim of the lawsuit is that Armslist is responsible for allowing Radcliffe Houghton to obtain a weapon by design.
Talking to Allison Frankel, legal columnist for Reuters, about a lawsuit that a Wisconsin court allowed to proceed against the gun sales site armslist.com. Allison, there are laws about guns and gun sales. There are laws limiting a manufacturer and gun seller liability in many cases. This case isn't about those, it sounds like. It's about the Communications Decency Act. How does that get in here?
Yeah, it's hard to get your head around it. As I mentioned before, if you're a licensed gun seller or if you are a gun manufacturer, you're generally protected by federal and state laws from any responsibility when someone uses a weapon that you sold them or that you made. So the difference here is this accusation that the transaction was an illegal gun sale. And what ArmsList said is, no, there's a law that protects online publishers from responsibility for posting content that they didn't create. So here it's basically an online bulletin board, and they said under this law, the Communications Decency Act, we're not responsible because a seller posted an ad for a weapon on our site and didn't do the background check and sold it to a guy who was enjoined from buying a gun.
So this court allowed this lawsuit to move forward. That doesn't mean it's a done deal. What happens next in this process?
Yeah, so next, this case will go ahead to discovery, where both sides can get information about one another, and Yasmin Daniel and her lawyers will get a chance to show that ArmsList intentionally designed its website to allow these illegal gun sales to take place. And presumably after that, one of Ms. Daniel's law firms is the Brady Center, the nonprofit that advocates for reasonable gun control measures. And in the long run, I think they have an organizational goal of ending this kind of backdoor way of getting weapons into the hands of people who are specifically barred from purchasing weapons through legal channels.
Right. This case will be decided on the particulars of what happened in Brookfield, but are people mm-hmm. around the country watching what comes out of this as a precedent for maybe other similar lawsuits?
Well, I certainly wouldn't be surprised if there were other similar lawsuits. There aren't a lot of places. ArmsList, according to the Brady Center, really dominates this market, although Backpage also apparently acts as a bulletin board for people who want to engage in private gun sales. But certainly this court, the Wisconsin Appellate Court, gave people who want to bring these kinds of cases a pretty good roadmap for what they need to say, and if cases do go forward against ArmsList or Backpage or other websites that allow these private gun transactions to take place, I think this decision is going to be a big help.
Could this be a precedent also for maybe non-gun cases for, I think, places like Backpage that have been accused of facilitating sex trafficking, other cases like that?
Yeah, it could be. As I'm sure you and your listeners know, there's been a long congressional effort to make sure that Backpage can't get away with citing this particular protection for online publishers, and legislation was just recently passed to hold sex traffickers responsible for this kind of content. But interestingly, this court read the Communications Decency Act a little more narrowly than a lot of other courts have, and I can definitely see other courts looking at the reasoning this court used, which was to stick very closely to the wording of the actual law and to say we've made a lot of assumptions. Other courts have made a lot of assumptions about how broadly Congress meant this law to be read. We're not going to make those assumptions. We're going to look very closely at the text of the law. And I can definitely see other courts saying, you know, we've sort of made these assumptions and maybe they were wrong.
Allison, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Allison Frankel, legal columnist for Reuters, with us to talk about a recent Wisconsin appeals court ruling allowing a lawsuit against a gun sales website to go forward.